popping bottles in the ice like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzard, sipping scissor in my ride. In my ride, like 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly, like a G6.
Love my style, at my table getting wild. Get them bottles popping, we get that dripping, that drop. Now give me two more bottles, cause you know it don't stop.
Hell yeah, drink it up.
What is up? And welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Like a G6 by Far East Movement, the Cataracts. I always am scared I say that wrong. And Dev, what is so special about that song? I don't know. Maybe it's introducing the first ever sequel episode on Radio Libre 2.0. Yes, this is the Fortnite Festival episode 2. This is the last show of the season, and in order to spice it all up and make it fun and chill for me as I'm going into finals and I'm currently stressing about all of that, I thought I would go through the extensive Fortnite Festival catalog and play some for you guys, some songs that are shocking that they're on the game, really epic that they're a part of the game, and just songs that are just bangers that I didn't listen to as much before seeing them in game. Also recently, as a little just fun side project to distract myself from the stresses of school, I went through the game manually and put all the songs into a completed playlist, which I plan on updating as new songs get released, of all the current like regular release music that's available in that game so far. So not the original music, because there is original music, but all of the, you know, like regular like hit music that is available, which is really cool. So updates on the game mode since we last talked about it in December, which I think it may have been the end of last semester's series of episodes, which interesting continuation of that. But since then, there have been, we're currently on the third season of Fortnite Festival. When I talked to you guys last, the spotlight or the artist who was the kind of mascot for the season was The Weeknd. And since then, we've had Lady Gaga. And then last week, we got Billie Eilish for season 3. And it's very exciting because I really do like Billie Eilish and I did get her skin and I'm very excited. And with that, obviously, weekly, they release new music every Thursday. So they've been really beefing up the catalog. And it's really cool just to see every week which artists, and I don't know if it's the artists individually or if it's just the record companies and the distribution companies that are interacting with the game developers and being like, oh, we want our music in the game. Also since then, they've added the guitar and bass controller connectivity. So now you can actually play with those old like Guitar Hero and Rock Band style controllers, and they're releasing new ones. So they're making the game a lot more fleshed out, which is really, really exciting. Next up, in terms of actual music, because this is a radio show and we are playing music. Next up, I got for you guys a song that I was so surprised made it into the game. And I remember I went into a public lobby and somebody else selected it and I didn't know what it was. So I was like, okay, we'll figure it out. We'll play it. We'll play it by ear and we'll figure it out. And you want to know what that song was? That song was Down With The Sickness by Disturbed.
Yeah.
That was Friday, I'm in Love by The Cure. Yes, I know, a very strange transition from a heavy scream metal song like Down With The Sickness into that beautiful melodic The Cure music. So Friday I'm in Love is part of the current premium festival pass, which means essentially like you can earn free rewards each season by playing the game. But then if you want better rewards, for example, the rewards that have to do with Billie Eilish, and then also on top of that, just extra special songs, you can pay and then get the extra stuff. And so one of the extra stuff for this season is the song Friday I'm in Love to be able to play in the game. And when I saw that, I was sold. I wanted Billie Eilish, but then I saw this and I freaked out because this is one of my favorite songs from when I was little. Of course, I've talked nonstop about my mother's birthday mix CDs. But now that I think about it, I'm not sure if this was on, it might have been, I don't remember which one, but I was definitely exposed to this song specifically when I was very, very young. This and All Night Disco Party by The Breaks were two bangers of the heart, of my heart, and I held them very close to me. So having this song in that game is just, I don't know, it's really fun because I've also played it too many times to count at this point, and it's been out a week. But yeah, no, this shows, just from these three songs, it shows the variety of styles that they are willing to implement, just as long as they were their hits. They pick only hits, which is like what any Guitar Hero game or Rock Band game did, because that's what's fun and that's what's appetizing to people. But yeah, having The Cure and I'm, there's some artists and songs that are not, that I didn't select for this show today, that I may select in future shows, or songs that might be added in future shows that are equally jarring, and just so, it's so cool that they're a part of this game, and that songs that, for example, I've saw, you know, seen online that some people didn't know who The Cure were. This song being in that game will now introduce them to that group and further their exploration of their music. And that's cool, because music can bring everyone together. Music is a connector. It's a contributor. It's a communicator. Many C words. You know what another C word is? Cure. It's a cure. The Cure. Ooh. Little mind games. Little mind games with you. No. But there are also, you know, popular songs from now, or not, by now I mean like the past 5 years. That's a pretty large scope. But a perfect example of that is like Doja Cat. She's been getting a couple songs in festival, and one of her hits from her 2021 album, Planet Her, is the amazing song about something that I love, and that's a woman.
paint a picture like a diorama. Gotta face a lot of people of the opposite, cause the world told me we ain't got that common sense. Gotta prove it to myself that I'm on top of shit. And you would never know a guy without a goddess. As honest as fucking honest, kidding, I could be on everything. I mean, I could be the leader, head of all the states. I could smile and jiggle it till his pockets empty. I could be the CEO just like a Robin Fenty. And I'ma be there for you cause you on my team, girl. Don't ever think you ain't hell of these niggas' dream, girl. They wanna pit us against each other when we succeed, and for no reasons they wanna see us end up like we Regina or Mean Girl. Princess or queen, tomboy or king, you've heard a lot, you've never seen. Mother Earth, Mother Mary, rise to the top. Divine feminine, I'm feminine.
Woman, let me be a woman. Lucifer is lonely, standing there, killing time. Can't commit to anything but a crime. Leaders on vacation, an open invitation. Animals, evidence. Pearly gates look more like a picket fence. Once you get inside them, got friends but can't invite them. Hills burn in California. My turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya. All the good girls go to hell, cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. Look at you, needing me. You know I'm not your friend without some greenery. Walking wearing feathers, Peter should know better. Your cover-up is caving in. Man is such a fool, why are we saving him? Poisoning themselves now, begging for our help. Wow. Hills burn in California. My turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya. The good girls go to hell, cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. My Lucifer is lonely.
I cannot do this, snowflake.
That was All the Good Girls Go to Hell by Billie Eilish, this season's Spotlight. No way. That's a great song that I did not listen to that much before festival, but now I got that song on replay. It's a little Spring Fling reference. Shoddy's like a melody. That's all I'm going to do with that. But yeah, Billie Eilish is this season's festival spotlight icon. Everything's revolving around her. And what's particularly really cool about this season is with the other two seasons in the past, what they've done is they give you two ways and two different looks for these artists. A more contemporary look from their latest work, and then a really, really popular look that is really appealing. So, for example, for The Weeknd, it was his red after-hours suit from his album, whereas his shop skin, and some of this language might be foreign to you, but then his other skin, which was in the item shop, separate part of the game, was his most recent tour look. And they did the same with Gaga, where her look in the pass, where you gain the rewards, was this pink leotard from one of her music videos, and her look in the shop was her Chromatica look. And with this season, they released her classic, like, baggy neon green sweatsuit with shorts look in the pass, but they didn't release a shop skin. And a lot of people were confused because she's releasing an album later in May. And apparently when she releases the album, they're going to release that skin with her look from the album and release the music directly into the game, like right when her album comes out, which I think is super cool. But another really interesting part of this game is how it has forced me to recognize different musical parts of a song now. Because when you play, for example, the bass line in All the Good Girls Go to Hell in the game, it emphasizes that above, it raises the sound above the rest of the song, so you hear it more as you physically press the buttons. What that does, though, is once it's pushed back in to the rest of the track on the actual song, I can still pick it out and listen to it and focus on it, which just gives me a little, you know, it gives people a little more appreciation for all the different parts of a song coming together, which is very cool. The next two songs I have for you guys are what I would call the, like, emote songs of the last two seasons of Festival. What that means is essentially these songs had a built-in dance that they included in the game. And so, yeah, that's literally the only reason. So starting with last season, and Lady Gaga, from her album Chromatica, hitting it up with Ariana Grande, here is Rain on Me.
To show me a real good time, I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up, you showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on me, harder like misery. It's coming down on me. I'm ready, rain on me. I'd rather be drunk, but at least I'm alive.
Galaxy, I'm about to fly. Rain on me, tsunami. Heads up to the sky. I'll be your galaxy.
I'm about to fly.
Rain,
rain,
rain on me.
Rain, drop on me.
sunset in every place, in every face.
Didn't anyone to be popular? Said to be popular. Sorry, I just can't stop. I can't stop. It's just, it's so good. And it's not even that the song itself is good. It's just how it's become in the game itself. For example, out of these three, what did I call them? The emote songs. The popular emote is the only emote I have in the game, and I'm constantly doing the little weekend dance. Because it's just so silly. It's so goofy. And it's so fun. But you know what's not fun? People not helping their friends with poor mental health. We got a PSA. Here we go. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Be there for your friends. That's important. Sorry, I'm trying to put the binder down. There we go. Yeah, so those are the three songs displaying the different artists. And thanks to a leak that we now know to be true, we know what the rest of the artists are for the year. And I remember two of them. I know the next one is going to be Metallica, and it's going to be in June. And Snoop Dogg is going to be the last one of the year, so he should be around November, December. And then I think there's definitely more than one, although the Metallica one may be a longer thing. Not entirely sure. But if you like those artists, if you like Metallica, if you like Snoop Dogg, maybe play Fortnite. Because you know what song is in Fortnite? Is this next song. And when this song got added to Fortnite, I got it from the shop immediately so I could own it and play it whenever I wanted. Vocals, lead, bass, or drums.
Take a look inside your heart. Is there any room for me? I won't have to hold my breath till you get down on one knee. Because you only want to hold me when I'm looking good enough. Did you ever fool me? Would you ever picture us? Every time I pull my hair, was any out of fear? That you'll find me ugly and one day you'll disappear. Because what's the point of cracking? It was never even enough. Did you ever want me? Was I ever good enough?
One of me, he making fun of me. His girl is a bum to me. Like that boy is a cap. Saying he home, but I know where he at. Like, bet he blowing her back. Think about me, cause he know that it's fat. And it been what it been. Calling his phone like he'll send me a pin. Ducking my shit cause he know what I'm on. But when he hit me, I'm not gonna respond. But I don't sleep enough without you. And I can't eat enough without you. If you don't speak, does that mean we're through? Don't like sneaky shit that you do.
That was Hysteria by Muse. And that is also in Fortnite Festival. What a fun, crazy, wacky song. Actually, to be honest with you guys, Muse has always been that one group that I feel like I've listened to. And I listen to them a lot without really realizing it. Mostly their hit singles will find their way into my playlists. And I really like their sound. So I've recently started going a little deeper into their discography because I really like their sound. And I think I want to get into them. Which is a choice that I have made. But Hysteria is a really good song. I really like it. I really like the overall sound. And it was cool. Because this is the only Muse song currently in Festival. So when it circles into the featured songs, I'll give it a little play. Which is fun. In terms of future icon spotlights, essentially artists that I would like to see get skins and be featured in this mode. Obviously it's essentially already set for the rest of the year, but for next year, if you know me at all, you know that I would kill for Gorillaz to be added to this game. I think it would be perfect. I think, and also I feel like this depends on how Metallica goes, because Metallica is the first band they're doing. So far, they've only done individual artists. But if they succeed doing Metallica and see how they do it, they could do Gorillaz feasibly. They put 2D, lead singer, in the pass. Put the rest of the members in the shop. Watch the money come in. Roll in. Add Cracker Island songs. Add Plastic Beach songs. Add the Now Now songs. Add Demon Days, more Demon Days songs, because they already added Feel Good Inc. to the game, which I also currently own. Add the original album, the namesake album, Gorillaz. Add the Song Machine albums, or not albums, Jesus, songs. Do not add human songs, because no one will like you. But I feel like there's a lot of potential there. I'm just saying. I mean, fortunately, we have, like I said, we have Feel Good Inc., we have Gorillaz, and as a part of the Coachella collab they did in the game, they added songs of artists that were in Coachella. And who was at Coachella this year? Why, yes, our good friend and creator of Gorillaz, Damon Albarn. But he wasn't there with Gorillaz. No, sir. He was there with Blur. And what's that one Blur song that everybody knows? Starts with those drums. What does it go like? Da 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 da.
Time. I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting shit but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for cross-tops in my mind. On my own, here we go. My eyes feel like they're gonna bleed. Right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry. My face is numb. Fucked up and spun out in my room. On my own, here we go. Set on overdrive. The clock is laughing in my face. A crooked spine. My senses dulled. That's the point of delirium. On my own, here we go.
So that was Brain Stew by Green Day. And Green Day is actually an example of one of the groups that the game kind of favors. There are some artists where I'm assuming it had to do with their contract and the distribution team that decided to input songs to the game. For example, artists like Olivia Rodrigo, Nine Inch Nails, U2... Green Day, they were all artists that were not directly featured, but had a longer number of songs, Blink-182 as well, that were put into the game all at the same time, which is really cool, because then these groups that, and these artists that have a larger repertoire of music have a lot more hits, and so it's really cool that all of their hits can make their way into the game, which is just super cool. But I got one more song for you guys, and this song is very special because this was a perfect example of a song that I kind of knew. Then I got it in Fortnite, and then I can't stop listening to it because it's just a banger. It's just a banger, and it makes me sick because it's like I just listen to it all the time. Why does it make me sick? Epic transition moment, because it's a poison.
Spider-Man and freeze in full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dill?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah. Yo.
Situation is
serious. Let's kill it.
because we're running out of time.
Tell them, Rick.
It's all so
beautiful.
Relationships, they seem from the start.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all so
deadly
when love is not together.
Great song. It's just so good. It's so fun. It's so enjoyable. And thank you. This feels so weird to say, but thank you, Fortnite, for your wonder and grace, and for letting me enjoy even more music that I would have never even thought to look at, which is pretty epic. But that's all for today and for the 2023-2024 Tufts academic school year. If you like what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. Additionally, if you would like to listen to the Fortnite Festival complete playlist, it will also be available on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0 wishing you a great Tuesday, a great rest of your semester, and as a little treat, just because they are super cool, here is a quick listen to Joey Valance and Bray's new single, the baddest.
Do you think anybody's actually going to dance to this?
No.
Drop it. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Call me Danny Phantom.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up. Okay, let's go. I'm the baddest bitch in this club.
Who's the baddest bitch in this club?
I'm the